Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you have been a subscriber to the state newspaper based in Columbia, South Carolina, anytime over the past 30 years, you probably know our next guest's name and her writing very well. Recently, however, she fell victim to the continuing decline of the print media industry, newspapers in particular, and is now out on her own. Cindy Scoppi is a former opinion writer and editor for the state newspaper in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Cindy, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Great to be here.
First of all, give us your outlook for the print media industry. What has been happening? What's going on? What do you see in the future?
What newspapers have been trying to do for a number of years is move into an all-digital platform. The difficulty with this is, you know, the most loyal readers are print subscribers. And believe me, I know a whole lot of them who just have no interest in going online. And so newspapers are having right now to maintain both the print publication, which is extremely expensive, and also the online presence. So it's a difficult transition. It's one that I remain hopeful that newspapers are going to succeed in making, because I think that they are essential to our public life.
The actual newsprint version as well?
I agree with the way the industry has sort of looked at this and said, you know, what matters is not the format in which we deliver news, but that we deliver news. Now, I personally remain a print subscriber. I love holding the newspaper in my hands, but it's so much more important just to have that information. And what's essential is that we have reporters who are objective and independent, who are going out there and asking questions that ordinary readers don't have the time or the access to be able to ask. We're digging into information and then presenting that to the public. That's what's essential. And I hope that the industry makes that transition. It's in, I guess, sort of the most expensive phase right now, where you have to maintain both. And it's touch and go in some places.
What is the career choice going forward for people such as yourself when making a name as a print writer, moving to blogging, to the Twitter sphere, and finding your own sponsors?
Right now, I'm still exploring that. If I do something like that, that's going to be on the side. My preference is to have a job. There was one job in the Midlands of South Carolina for someone who did what I did, and that job was eliminated. So that means I am exploring a new career that will, I hope, have something to do with communications and public policy. But I am not rushing it because, you know, it's the first change of any sort in 20 years, and it's the first career change of my entire career. So,
are you in touch with other reporters, opinion writers that this has happened to? Where have they gone? What have they done?
A few of them have gone back into reporting, which I don't think that's for me. I think that I could be an objective reporter. In fact, I think being an opinion writer makes you more able to recognize where the lines are and to not cross them. But I also understand that there are things that I can do towards truth-telling as an opinion writer that it would not be legitimate for me to do as a reporter. So I'm not interested in that. And even if I were, I think that readers would not believe that I was subjective. So some people have made the transition back into reporting. Others have gone into public relations, advertising, things like that. A few have made blogging a big part of their lives. I don't know that any of them are doing just that.
And it seems like the magazine print industry, which seemed to at first suffer faster and harder, has been able to hang on.
I think that there probably is a market for that that's going to last longer for the right kind of magazine. It has to be a pretty specialized kind of magazine that's going to have a loyal following, whereas newspapers are general interest, and so you're not going to find that sort of passion.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for taking time to visit our studio.
You're welcome, Mike.
Cindy Scoppi is a former opinion writer and editor for the state newspaper in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.